Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Nye. The topic of this show is don't prejudge me when I talk or complain. And I put, you know, talk about the truth that expectations your privacy needs to abide by. It's the truth or anything else. One thing that I had when I moved to my home or apartment or whatever. Well, I'm not living in an apartment, but or well, then again, I could be, you know. Well, wherever I live, the point is that I know that I was told by the cops, I was told by people, told by the lawyers, told by the courts, everybody, that expectation of privacy of every person's apartment, home, mobile home, etc., should be respected and abided by because it's the law. So if I have a problem with somebody or wonder what's going on with somebody and, you know, in their on the inside of their home, I have to knock on their door. Because this was an issue that I had where someone in the area did not know how to do that. They were either concerned or nosy or whatever. And, you know, my conversations inside my home or, you know, what I was doing in the shower or whatever. I mean, all I can say that was nonsense because I had no actual evidence. But what I wanted to say is that when I talk about those things, because that is the truth, or anything else, or whatever it is, don't prejudge me, because that's not fair. Prejudging somebody to be something that they're not, or whatever, or that includes name-calling, is not fair. I'm going to start arguments and so on. I can't do that. You know, I can't prejudge because I don't know all the facts about the person. Maybe I don't know them. If I don't know them, but if I don't know them directly to make an assessment of who they are and what they are and what they're trying to explain, even if it seemed like that they demonstrate something that I can say walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it doesn't always act like a duck because I may be wrong in my assessment. And I know that I'm not an expert in a psychology level where I can just prematurely make a judgment. I don't think any psychologist can until they actually speak to them or deal with them directly. But people prejudge people anyway. Prejudging people has caused so many wars and so much disasters and so much atrocities prejudging people usually is without facts. And I realize that facts has to go along with everything I say, including the allegations that I make. But no matter what, I know that is to be the case, the expectation of privacy, as I explain in this segment, has to be abided by. You know, recording conversations or the law is the law, or I can't look inside. If I'm concerned about somebody, I go to them directly. You know, stuff like that. Even if I, whether I was a tenant or owner or whatever, and no neighbor or anybody, not even a public servant or anybody can just go and violate the expectation of privacy. If you don't believe me, contact in California. I know I can contact the LAPD administration. They told me that, or whatever. Contact your police department. Contact the courthouse. Tell them basic common sense rules. So that's all I have to say. Or anything else, when I talk and I complain, it's expression, freedom of expression. However, if the prejudgment does entail to where they make a judgment and they to make up a rumor, then it could be defamation, and then I can sue. I find out that that people have made a prejudgment about me and spread rumors about me in my environment about me that isn't true, or to the point where that they are damaging my reputation and my ability to live in the area where I live, then I can sue. And I will probably likely win if I can show the evidence. I have a letter or an audio, whatever, a book, you know. I mean, this ain't no situation where I should be dealing with something like that, because I'm not in the public eye. Well, maybe in my music and to a little bit, but I'm not a star or somebody known around the world that, or some politician or something like that. Then that would be a more apparent to where there's a probable chance that there is defamation, because they're going to write about you in a book somewhere if you're extremely famous or in the country or whatever. Some cases, I will admit that my reputation was tarnished. People perceive me as crazy and so on in my immediate environment without knowing all the facts. I mean, this ain't no Marie Antoinette in 1783. I'm not no king or queen, or I'm not no president. I'm not no head of state. But unlike Marie Antoinette, I have to respond to the attacks swiftly as possible in everyday life to protect my reputation. The only thing I would say is that if they prejudge me and people believe it, you know, whatever, that's their opinion. And I don't care, especially if I'm, you know, I don't care what people think of me. So they're going to believe what they want to believe anyway. I am not here on this planet to please people. I'm out here on this planet to live my life as Dove, because there's no one like Dove, and there never will be. The only thing I am really concerned more about than anything else, besides love, I think love is the highest form of expression, is the truth. I have to know what the truth is, the really real, you know, the really real. When I say really real, what is actually going on? If I know what's really real, the ground of really real, what they say reality, then I'm fine. So that is the situation that it is. But prejudging comes from that, because if you make a judgment and then it can start, you know, you can start talking or whatever, you know, it can lead to really bad or negative consequences, because, you know, if you prejudge somebody or prejudge somebody to be something that's not good, then, well, you know, it's not good. It's probably false. If you don't know them, you got to be very careful, because lack of education and ignorance will lead to other negative consequences. Well, anyway, if you prejudge somebody to be really good, you have to be careful too with that assessment, because you may not know who they really are. Some people look really good on the outside, handsome. You know, they have it all. They look good. They have, you know, they have brains, or they have money, or one or the other, and they look really good. They turn out to be a treacherous criminal. Look at Ted Bundy. So, you know, you have to be very, very careful, you know. Or look at O.J. Simpson. And, you know, O.J. Simpson wasn't necessarily convicted, but I will say, you know, even without public opinion, and I'm not basing my opinion based on what other people think, because the truth, you know, it's based on, you know, I based it on the facts. when there's blood on the glove and it matches his DNA, who else it could be? So I think that in itself may be a more true assessment, a fair assessment to make. But still, I have to be careful for the most part of who I prejudge, because I cannot judge a book by a cover. If you prejudge somebody, and you that means if you don't know them especially or whatever, be careful, because you could be in for a surprise. Good night.